Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Welcome to the Build Your Empire with the Kingdom Strategist for a time of building and expanding the kingdom of God within you. We are educating and equipping individuals around the world to build and expand in their dreams, goals, visions, purpose, and destiny through biblical principles and applications. I am your host, Apostle Deron Shane Zorn, your kingdom strategist, here to release strategies and revelations to unlock within you.
Oh, glory, glory, glory to God. I'm so excited today for this episode of the Build Your Empire with the Kingdom Strategist. Thank you so much for joining us for another dynamic episode. Listen, you know that as we are building, right, equipping and educating others, that we want to make sure that we are sharing the love. We're sharing the love. And so you want to share what it is that we do with those that are in your circle of influence. So yes, go ahead and tell your friend, tell your neighbor, right? Hey, Dr. Deron Shade Zorn, she wants you to come and listen in to the Build Your Empire with the Kingdom Strategist on today, because they're going to be empowered, educated, equipped, right, to move and advance in their destiny, in business, or in ministry, and even in their personal lives. So I just want you to go ahead and share this broadcast on your social media platforms. We're ready to unleash the kingdom of God within you. My God, I'm so excited because we have an amazing, powerful woman of God as our guest on tonight. But before I introduce her, you guys know we have to go to the throne of grace. Amen. So let us go to the throne of grace on tonight. Oh, gracious God, we thank you for another dynamic episode of the Build Your Empire with the Kingdom Strategies. We thank you, Lord God, that you would just take over the airways and that you would provide for your people what it is that they need. So that, oh Lord God, that the business mindset that you have given unto us, that it will open and unlock the mysteries of your kingdom so that we can begin to move and operate in the marketplace as you have ordained for our lives. Lord God, stir up every gift, that the creative activities, Lord God, the creative flow will begin to move. And Lord God, that we will begin to create, we'll begin to put our hands on the very things, the thoughts, the ideas that you have placed in our minds, in the majestic name of Jesus. Activate every dormant gift, oh God, in your people, so that, oh Lord God, that they can begin to influence nations, so that they can begin, oh God, to let their light shine among men, so that you may be glorified. Oh gracious and oh holy King of Israel, every hidden gift, expose it right now in the majestic name of Jesus. We thank you for every door that is already open for your people to walk through, the door of purpose, the door of promise, the door of prosperity. Almighty King, heal your people in this land so that they can be free to move within their destiny. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. To God be the absolute glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I do want to absolutely thank each and every last one of you who have shared this broadcast on tonight, because you have definitely showed the love of Christ to your neighbor. Amen. And so we thank God for that, that Christ is in you, and that you do not mind exposing others to what God has placed before you. Amen. So that they could be helped to move forward in their destiny. So in this episode, we have an amazing woman of God. I'm going to give you guys a brief bio of her before we dive into this conversation on tonight. By the way, our topic is the God of business. Oh my. We're going to deal with the God of business, which I think is an absolutely amazing topic for tonight, because we need to know, amen, God as the God of business. Glory to God. He's been a God of business since the beginning. So let me introduce this phenomenal woman of God. You know, glory to God. She is a woman that God has sanctioned for such a time as this. She is here with us on today because God wants to ignite your vision. God wants to bring, right, fire back to your passion. He wants to renew the passion and purpose that he has inside of you. And so we're hoping that you are open to that. She's anointed to speak fire into the vision that God has placed on the inside of you. She's an international mentor and best-selling author. She is the mentor to believers in business. And if you know God has given you an idea, a vision for business or ministry, then she's here for you on today. It is not by circumstance that you are hearing her voice on today. I believe today is a day of divine connection, a day of divine appointment, so that as God uses her today to ignite your vision, that you have that Mary and Elizabeth experience, that as she speaks, that your belly will begin to jump and your belly will begin to leap, because you know that she is a divine connection that you need to connect with, so that the flame, the fire that is ignited on today, that it will not go out, because we need, amen, the fuel to continue the flame of fire. And I just believe that as she speak, amen, that it's going to ignite some things on the inside of you. And that even as you connect with her, that the fire is going to begin to grow and expand beyond your destiny. I want to introduce to the Build Your Empire with the Kingdom Strategist family, none other than the Ebony L. Truss, the CEO of the Say the L Enterprise Unlimited. Dynamic woman of God, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I'm like, who is she talking about? All this stuff. Oh my God, I want to meet this woman. My goodness, yes.
Wow, yes. And it is you. I mean, God is just using you to do some phenomenal things in kingdompreneurs around the world. And I'm just so excited, you know, even when I met you some years back, and just the fire, like, I'm serious, you guys going to get it in a moment. The fire of God that's on the inside of you. And so I'm absolutely excited for us to even sit down and have this conversation. And also for the listeners to get a part of what God has. Get a taste, because they just get a teaser today. Yeah. Right? They got to come and connect with you to get the full course
meal. Yes, absolutely.
So, let's talk about it. Let's give the listeners a little bit, let them know a little bit more about who you are and what all you're doing for the kingdom of God for such a time as this.
Okay, so just in a nutshell, I am a business advisor and strategist for believers in business who want to partner with God on their businesses. We've made the decision to partner with God and run our businesses according to His will and His way, in the way that He has designed for us to do that. And so it's called the Savedpreneur Society. And so I mentor these women. All across all different walks of life, all different industries. It really is amazing. But I get to pour into them, and it's phenomenal. I'm a speaker, which I love. Never would have thought I would have been, but love that. An author, and God has actually been dealing with me about another book, and so I need to be still so I can finish getting the download for that. Just so many things. I'm very honored at how God uses me. I really am.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. You know what? It is always something special.
Yes.
To know that, you know, that God will use you as a vessel, mm-hmm. you know, for His glory. So even with that being said, you know, with you allowing Him to use you, you're able to help others mm-hmm. position themselves so that God can really use them.
Yes.
And so you said a word that really, you know, ignited me. You said partner with God. Mm-hmm. So I want to have a conversation about that, just that statement right there alone. Because when it comes to partnership, right, mm-hmm. we really mishandle it when it comes to God. So let's have a conversation. What does partnering with God look like?
Woo! Okay. So it looks like yielding your business, yielding what you want to do to what it is He's given you to do. I have been in business almost 7 years, and the first 5 years I did business the way that everybody else did it, you know, the world's way, as we call it in Savedpreneur. You know, I followed all the experts, all the gurus. I did all the things, you know, all the tactics, all the new things or whatever, did all that stuff. And I was successful at it. Did well. Made money. Made a lot of money. Just did well. And in that sixth year, last year, God just kind of was like, hold up. I just sensed, like, stuff just, my strategies, my marketing, my business, my operations had not changed. Yet my business was declining. I'm saying, okay, God, you what? You know, like, what's going on? Am I seeing what I do? You know, like, what's going on? And God's like, no, he started letting me know and, like, showing, because being in the coaching industry, like, we see a lot of mm-hmm, stuff. Mm-hmm. And a lot of new age, you know, type, like, that conversation is huge in that industry mm-hmm. and in the marketplace in general. Humanism and just all about me and how mm-hmm. I feel and, you know, that kind of thing. And so I was always, you know, just, okay, well, like, my coaches were all that. So, okay, I'll just eat the fish and spit out the bones. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll get what I need and just come back out. But what wound up happening, I found out in my life, was that some of those bones start getting stuck. Mm. You know what I mean? So I became very expert-led. So I wasn't... I would pray for my business. Like, okay, God, okay. Here's what I'm going to do. Now, huh, bless it. Mm. Right? Mm. Here's my plan. Huh, bless it. Instead of praying about my business. Okay, God, how do you want me to... Who do you even want me to serve? Mm. You know, how do you want me to engage the marketplace? Because he called me to it, so obviously he had a plan for it. You know what I mean? And so I just got in God's face. I just was like, okay, it's something I'm missing. Like, what's going on? And he began to show me about his desire to bring his influence back to the marketplace. And I'm like, okay, so, like there are people who are actually, like, you have a way of doing business, you know. So I spent a full year just kind of researching, and I pulled back from everybody. Like, I got off people's lists. I got out of folks' email lists. Like, I just shut everything down, just spent a full year just seeking God around this whole thing. He just, like, started showing me his heart for the marketplace, his heart for business, because God loves business. Like, and God himself is very strategic, like, in the way that he does. All throughout scripture, we see how God, like, there's a way that he could have done it, that we probably would have done it, but the way that God does things is like, it's so cool. Cause it, like, we don't see it, especially when it's us in the process, but hindsight, it's like, dang God, that was hot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, I mean, he's very strategic. The scripture talks about in Proverbs how there is a blessing on the one who sells the corn, but a curse on the one that holds it back. I'm like, God, you thought of sales. Like, you know what I mean? I spent a whole year like, okay, so if you are the God of business, then you can show me how you want me to do this. So, okay, duh, now I see, God, why you were pulling me. Because it is possible to be a success in something that God did not call you to do.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, go and stand before him, and he'd be like, that was hot, but guess what?
Right. That's why you work with all the iniquity. I never knew you. Right? That's what I come from. You work with iniquity. Yeah, I never knew you.
And just yeah. So, yeah.
Let me say this, you know, even before we even go. First, if nobody else ever tell you this, I want you to know that it's definitely when I got your information for the conference, I was like, oh, she shift.
Yeah.
I was like, she shift. You know what I'm saying? And I think I was watching one of your lives as well. Because I knew you, you know, since then. And I was like, okay, she don't shift it over into the amen, glory to God. And so it is noticeable. And we just praise the Lord that, you know, that he's sending you on the path doing it my way. And now, one of the things that I truly believe on why it's important for us to do business God's way and on biblical principles and on the word of God and the way of God is because we want to build on what lasts.
Yes. Yes.
And so you're showing people how to build on what lasts. You know, and just he said, look, my business is declining. I'm like, what's going on or whatever? And because that ain't how God is. God ain't shaded like that business, right? Ooh, like, Lord. Right, you got to get these principles together. Ooh. So I absolutely love that. So I want to have a conversation here. And it may be touchy for some people. And it may be tight, but it's right as well. Because, you know, I heard you say, listen, you know, I was following the gurus and I was following these and I was, you know, getting all of this information from here, there, everywhere, and all over the place, right? And so, in my mindset, what began to come to my mind was, you know, it began to dim your shine. It began to dim your shine. And so, I just want to talk about that for a moment because, you know, many people don't understand, right, that, you know, all the world searching that you're doing, and instead of it causing you to shine in the world, it's causing your light to go dim. Let's talk about that. I mean, just the seriousness of that.
Yeah. So I would find myself, you know, at live events and retreats and stuff with these, basically, witches, warlocks, light workers. I mean, like, literally, I'm sitting among them. I'm the only one saying Jesus, and, you know, and of course, like, they're very inclusive. You know, well, yeah, if you believe, that's fine. And in my mind, I'm saying, I need to get all y'all saved. It's just, this is crazy. Like, I'm just, how did I get here? You know, like, how did I physically and mentally get here, you know. And I would sit and I'm just like, no, like this. But at the same time, I would rationalize it and say, but I still love God. You know, I'm still saved. You know what I'm saying? So it's good, right? But anytime you are in a situation where you don't, like there's pressure to suppress Jesus, get out.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Like, if you don't feel comfortable or if you feel like, you know, like some type of way about it, get out. Just remove yourself from it totally. So I would find myself in these places and not necessarily afraid, but just constantly wondering, like, okay, the whole meditation. And I'm like, okay, so basically I would try to put a Jesus stamp on all the stuff. Mm. So meditate, okay, I'm meditating on scripture. But you among the folks who are meditating, like trying to get to other planes and, you know, all the metaphysical stuff. And so still, like, you're guilty by association.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Because you're there among it, you know what I'm saying? And it just wasn't a blessing. it just wasn't a blessing. It wasn't a blessing at all. It becomes your, it's almost as if your walk with God becomes a burden. Mm. It's very much akin to that. Like, you want to say, you know, the right thing to do is to say something. Mm-hmm. But there's this kind of, I guess, pressure just to kind of keep your beliefs as your beliefs and just kind of, even though everybody else is very open, you know, like they call them on archangels. And, I mean, it used to be crazy. Ooh, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
So girl, in the name of Jesus, oh, I got you. So in so many other words, like I'm just, my mind just, you know, bad company corrupt good moral. And when he say, you know, Psalms 1, don't sit among, don't walk it, you know, and because, you know, the blessing is not there. I mean, it's so clearly, of course, in Psalms 1, with that. And so, because, and this is my mindset. So we don't want to say anything because you're like, well, if I say something, they're going to put me out the circle.
Yeah.
And then I'm not going to have the assets.
Yes.
I'm not going to have the assets to these people that I think I need
to be successful.
Get the platform.
Exactly.
To open up the doors.
Exactly.
Right. My
exactly.
God. For me. Mm-hmm. Oh, girl.
For real. For real.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And oh my.
I don't want to offend anybody.
Yes.
You know. But all the while, I'm offended. You know, but I'm just going to be quiet, you know, just because, you know, I don't, yeah.
Wow,
when God is the author of open doors, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, what? Right. But it wasn't until I began to operate in a way where God is chief everything officer. You know what I mean? It wasn't until then that I'm like, okay, I get it.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? And so now I'm okay with saying no to some, because I know they're not from him.
Right.
I'm okay with not going to certain events or whatever, because I know he's not sending me.
Right.
So I'm not being opportunity led anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm not being money led anymore. I'm being spirit led. Holy, gotta be specific.
Holy Spirit led.
The Ruach. And not.
Oh, that's good. That's very good.
Holy Spirit led.
Oh. My.
Yes.
Look,
we can be led by a lot of stuff. And I had to examine myself. Like, I'm expert led, money led, head led, because I know so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm like, okay, I got you. I got this guy. I'm good. You know, opportunity led. Anything that opened up, you go for it, because you, hey, I'm going to be seen. I'm going to get paid, da da da. Like, all, whatever. Just, Right. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Right. It just running everywhere, but nowhere at the same time.
A lot of activity, but no movement at the same time.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm loving this, you know, saying this conversation, because it's real conversation mm-hmm. that's happening, you know, just everywhere.
Yes.
You know, not in just the marketplace, also in ministry, mm-hmm. you know, as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's vitally important that these type of conversations, you know, just come to the table. Mm-hmm. Come to the table so people can know, so they can be an awakening.
Yes.
The other thing when you was talking, and I was just like, yes, Jesus. Because it still wasn't by coincidence that you was there.
Yes.
You know, because somebody got to go in the camp.
Mm-hmm.
See what's going on in the camp,
yes.
right? You know, had the spies had
yes.
to
go yes.
over,
yes.
right? The spies had to go over into the land of Canaan, right?
Yes.
So they had the spies. So spies had to come over and see what was going on, what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
So they could come back and give the real report.
Yes.
The real report. And so that people, and the people of God, more specifically, will not access
Yeah.
themselves to, a lot of you say, you're like, these witches, warlocks.
For real.
You know, listen, amen. Jesus. I'm just saying, and like I said, it's not just in the marketplace, you know, it's also in ministry
wow.
as well. It has no boundary lines, and that's why you have to be grounded in
mm-hmm.
God.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you said God got to be the CEO
mm-hmm.
over everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many people are bound in situations where they are, you know, they are led by so many different things
mm-hmm.
because they say, okay, this is the open door. This is the person that has the platform. And you begin to compromise
mm-hmm.
your faith. You begin to compromise your business. You begin to compromise everything about you
mm-hmm.
and I've seen so many ministries and businesses be led astray.
Mm-hmm.
I was just talking to one of my sisters who called, and I said, when I see, and this was on the ministry side, and I said, when I seen that you was going under a specific covering, I said, immediately I began to pray, because I was like, God, you're doing too much in that ministry for the death to come over.
Wow.
The ministry. And when she was talking to me, she said, sis, I'm so glad you was praying. Because she said, we begin to see stuff.
Thank you.
And the other confusion began to come in very quickly. So it was, you know, just subtle and had, you know, so many different things. And I'm like, I said, listen, amen. And I said, you know, because people are known, you said, expert.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I said, but I've seen and I've watched, and I said, and we crossed paths before too, and I said, and I understand that they are supposed to be builders of apostles. I that's what I heard about them before I met them. I said, but when I met them,
game recognized, game.
Right. I
the
said,
sermon kick in. You're
right.
Like, whoa,
like, what? I was like, we had a very short conversation, because he came with, the Lord said, and I had to really get them real quickly. The Lord didn't say this. So you want to come and prostitute my gift. I'm just like, Sarah, I'm going to write a bitch and make it plain. No. What you want to
wow.
do is prostitute the gift, because you see the anointing. What you want to do is stagnate the gift. But if you would, you want to hire me as a coach or consultant, else you want to do, you want to prostitute my, you're gonna prostitute the gift, right? We're not even about to do that.
Yeah.
And I was like, so when I seen, I said, I immediately begin to pray, because listen, it's in the, not only is it in the marketplace, but it's in ministries as well. I've seen people go and just die in both because they've, you know, they're searching and connecting with the people that they think are gonna give them platforms.
Mm-hmm.
People join ministries and organizations
mm-hmm.
because they're looking for platforms instead of trusting God who built the platform. What if
mm-hmm.
God said, go build your own platform?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Yes. Yes. That's it. From scratch.
Yes.
From scratch. He'll do it all the time. But, I mean, he is the most I mean, he built all that we see from scratch.
Most innovative.
You know, most innovative. I'm talking about, so it can look daunting. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just kind of like sitting back, okay, y'all, you want me to do this? It's like, whoa. But at the same time, when you do it with him, in partnership with him, it's like, he already got a track record. That's all I got to do is follow. You know, he already got a track record for creating something out of nothing. He got a track record. Even if I don't have one. You know what I mean? Good. So we talk about like joining forces to be on a platform. Join forces with Holy Spirit. That's the platform. He has the platform. He's built it all. Mm-hmm. He has the platform. Mm-hmm. He has the conversation. He has the connections. And he'll put it all together and then breathe mm-hmm. into it. And you got a living business or a living ministry.
Come on. And God is just powerful like this. Listen, God is just absolutely powerful and amazing just like this. Look, go with the Holy Spirit. Now, this is the thing. If you're in anything and it calls you to compromise your integrity, compromise your faith, compromise who you are, then you know that that's not the place that God has called you to be. I'm just here to tell you. Even when she said, you know, partner with Holy Spirit, amen. Listen, we know that God is the originator of just trailblazing, sending people to trailblaze, mm-hmm. right? And so you got to be okay if you're that one.
Yes.
If you're the one that got to go build the ark.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Right. Yeah. That's good.
You got to be okay with that. And even knowing, listen, you know, yeah, sometimes looking at the big picture, we're like, are we going to put all this together? But no, listen, Noah put that ark together one piece of wood at a time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you take the small bits and begin to put them together. And before you know, that great big old ark is mm-hmm. there, mm-hmm. ready and available
yes.
for you to use. God wants to do a new thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he can't do a new thing if we're trying to stay with the familiar.
Yes. Or around familiar spirits.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. To keep you stuck. To yes. keep you, you know, to keep you bound. And to do it, you know, trying to do it their way mm-hmm. versus doing it God's way. Mm-hmm. I love that. Listen, because God is so powerful, right? And when you give him a real yes that's uncompromisable, what I've learned from God, and I promise you this has been my whole walk, and he's still blowing my mind. Every step in my walk have been through doors that we don't go through. Have been non-traditional ways. Mm-hmm. Non-traditional ways, even in ministry. When he first said, it's time to be ordained, I told him, I want to be the fly on that wall to talk to my pastor. Because we don't do that in my denomination. That's what I said.
Wow.
I'm like, that ain't how we function.
Wow.
But God was probably like, yeah, that ain't how y'all function.
Right.
But I'm about to show you something.
Yes.
And when he affirmed me into apostleship, the man of God, and is still messing with his members' mind right now because he's very adamant that he don't believe in women apostles.
Wow.
The guy, he came to me, he said, God been dealing with me for 2 weeks about you. But I had to give God a yes. This was the mm-hmm. thing for 3 months. Wow. God was saying, it's time. I'm like, no, I don't want to right now. I'm doing good. I'm coming to work. I'm serious.
He's safe here.
Yes. That was it. Yes. I'm safe right here.
Yes.
I'm safe as pastor. I'm safe as pastor. I'm going under the radar. Mm-hmm. I can go in and go out before they know it is done. And he was like, but you're holding up stuff.
Wow.
He was like, you're holding up stuff. And you can't begin to activate the stuff you're holding up until you get into your proper position. It's time for the shift. And it took me 3 months. I'm me and God in conversation for 3 months.
Wow.
I'm
just saying.
And even during those 3 months, I had people to come. Other people in apostle fellowships and stuff. I want to affirm yes, positive, no. Could be for positive, no. And when I knew that the person was the one. I don't even know why he started having a conversation with me about him believing women apostles. I don't know why he said that to me, but God knew. And I said, go back and pray. And then he come a month later, God been dealing with me for 2 weeks. He said, he told me to affirm you as an apostle. And the conversation I was having with God for the 3 months, why did he not say the conversation that I've been having with God for 3 months?
Wow.
And I said, yeah, you've been with God.
Wow.
I said, you've been with God. And so what I'm saying all this to say this. Is that God don't need you to beg for a platform.
Yes.
God don't need for you to beg for people to open the door for you. Mm-hmm. Amen. Even people who don't want to do it. He will make them do it. I'm saying. Even a year later, brought the man of God to the table with some people we were doing a retreat with. And he sat before them and he said, well, this is the only woman that I ever affirmed. And it broke my heart because I thought he was over it.
Lord.
I thought he was over it because he was like, this is the only woman that I'll ever affirm as an apostle, whatever. And I'm like, God, I thought he was over it. Because I was like, daughter, I'm showing you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, but to God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. So, amen. So let's talk about just staying in the will. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? In spite of all of this, because so much pull at you.
Yes.
Right, so much, you know, some men say, okay, well, you need to go this way, you mm-hmm. need to go this way, or let me help you
mm-hmm.
get to where you need to mm-hmm. go. But there's so many hidden agendas behind it. Let's talk about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, oh my gosh. So, yeah, that's a thing, and it is a real thing. It really is. What's interesting about building from scratch is that people will take notice of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they will have something to say. They'll have all kind mm-hmm. of suggestions and why don't you do this and do it this way. And especially like when you've kind of been out there, there's like there remains, or you're still like kind of working through that temptation mm-hmm. of, okay, well now what's their blueprint or what's their template? It's like, nah, because heaven has a blueprint for our businesses.
Yes.
Like God has that blueprint. And so it's a thing of, like you said, sticking to that blueprint. And what I tell people is that the primary way to do that is by spending time with God. Mm-hmm. You gotta create a relationship with God, an intimate. Like, it can't just be a 10-minute devotional on the Bible app in the morning and you think you're doing something. Like, that's not enough. Like, you have got to get in God's face. And the first thing that he's going to do is he's going to flip the mirror and show you.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Because he's got to deal with the person before the purpose. Because
that's good.
We got to know who we are before he can send us out to do what we got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, because Abram had to be Abraham first before going to a place that he didn't know. You see what I'm saying? So, like, there has to be, before there's movement, there has to be that recognition of, okay, this is who I am. And then being okay with who that person is. Because it's most of the time what I found about myself and, like, my folks in Savepreneur. And just like people I meet all the time, is that like we wear these masks all the time. And like sometimes we are us amongst us, like folks who you are comfortable with or whatever, used to. God's like, no, I need for you to be you everywhere you go, all the time. Because how you do life, how you do you, is how you do business. So if you fronting while you with me, then you're going to be fronting when you out there amongst my people. And I can't have that. I can't have you hurting my folks. God is so in love with his people that he's just like, I got to get you right. You as a person right first. And so as long as we are willing to sit with God and we are willing to have those conversations with him, for him to detox our soul,
mm-hmm.
basically, and then send us out. Because my biggest thing was, okay, God, like, I don't want to mess up. I don't want to mess up. I don't want to make you look bad. I don't want to go wrong. Like, you know, and so I would sit on stuff, had to pray and fast 40 days and 40 nights trying to make sure, is this really God? You know, just all this kind of stuff. Foolishness. And God's like, listen, you cannot mess up because you're sitting with me as long. What I found out is that as long as our hearts are right toward the thing, God's going to be able to course correct us all the time.
Amen.
All the time. There is nothing that we have done or will do that God can't reverse. Nothing.
Amen.
Nothing. And so when you rest in that and catch a revelation of that, it's like, oh, well, okay. Let me just go. And if what somebody says or tries to bring to the table doesn't line up with what he's already given me to do, then I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. You know what I mean? Because there's one thing to be following God and kind of, you know, go off. But it's a whole other animal to be following God and then somebody else says something and we start following what they say.
Right.
That's a whole other thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But as long as you... Because one thing that we pray in Saypreneur, like in the mornings, Holy Spirit, who do you want me to reach out to today?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he guides everything.
Right.
And so usually he'll say, we'll call so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
And if so-and-so says this, okay, then chances are God told me to call him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so okay. So, I mean, it really all goes back to intimacy, spending time with God. Because it's more than, we go to God about business, but he comes to us about us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beautiful give and take, you know, that happens. And he just lines that thing up. It's amazing. It is amazing.
You know, I just love his orchestration.
Yes.
I just love watching how he just connects.
The master conductor. It's so beautiful. What? It's so beautiful.
Like paint heaven.
Oh my God. It's so beautiful. It's just, it's so awesome. I'm just, yes.
And so the yielding in just every area of your life. You, mm-hmm. We got to die to mm-hmm. flesh. And mm-hmm. so it's just a dying of the flesh and yielding to God and hearing what he say. You know, mm-hmm. he said, order my steps.
Mm-hmm.
Allow him to order your steps. Yes. The steps of the righteous man is ordered by the Lord. And so if you're righteous, you're obedient.
Mm-hmm.
And you're moving in what it is that he's calling forth for you to do. The other thing I want to say, because I know sometimes, and these is, you know, people in connected with organizations and things of that nature, and many a times we depend heavily on the organizations to support even the new thing, mm-hmm. right? That God has given unto us. What would you say for those that, yes, you may be connected to an organization, and it could be a million people in your organization, but because of what God is doing in you, don't deny the call because you don't have the backing.
Mm-hmm.
If the backing is not there, what would you say to somebody who just depending on that organizational support, whether it's in ministry or business, to make it happen for their life?
Well, first of all, was joining the organization a good idea or a God idea?
Mm-hmm.
That's the first question. Because if it was just a good idea, then we need to just examine that whole, like, should you even be a part of it? Just from scratch, like, from jump. Like, should you be a part of it in the first beginning? From get-go, as my grandma used to say, should you have been a part of from get-go? Because if not, then it doesn't matter how much you give to their org or whatever, like, you're still not going to ever reach the level that you feel like you should reach. You know what I mean? But I would say, like, our reliance should, regardless, should always be on God. Period. Like, because if it's a door that I have to kick in, or I got to force open, or, you know, break the lock or whatever, I'm not supposed to be going through that door anyway. You know what I mean? And that goes back to, like, grind culture. Like, what I learned, up all night, doing it, like, always going, working hard, and basically killing yourself, you know, trying to make it happen. If I got to make it happen, I don't need to be a part of it.
You're doing too much.
I'm doing too much, right? But when you are in partnership with God and you're allowing Him to orchestrate all of it, right, then it just becomes a thing of diligence. Like, and it just flows because, I mean, that's what grace does.
Amen.
It just flows.
Amen.
You know, multiply grace. So it's I'm surrounded. We're surrounded. So we have access even without the organization.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need organization for access because His grace gives us access. Now, I could join the org for camaraderie, you know, but if it's for connection and to open up doors or whatever, like that. So basically, what you're trying to do is set that or in the place of the hand of God, and He ain't having that,
right? You know, right. You know, ain't nobody stealing His glory. Ain't nobody gonna say He's that they were the that. One
yeah.
that did that for you. I'm glad you said that because that was on my question to ask, or not so much even this, or to say. So what she's saying is,
because
y'all know, hey, I'm not getting wrong. Look, let me get in your face. She said, because you gotta know, is that listen? If your heart to join something
mm-hmm.
was for a benefit for you, if you felt that it was going to upgrade you or up level you or give you an upper hand in any form, type of way, then that was an illegal connection. You know, because you had your intentions for joining the organization, like you said, placed it above God.
Mm-hmm.
Placed, you know, your plan. You gonna help God out. Now y'all mm-hmm. know the big mess that Sarah made. Mm-hmm. Trying to help God out in the situation. And so we don't want to be like Sarah.
Mm-mm.
You know, and make a whole nother mess, right? Because we're dependent on other entities to take us to the places and spaces that God has already, the door already opened.
Mm-hmm. Grace opened it. Grace opens them. Like, you don't have to kick it in. Like, people talk about all the time, just kick in the door. No, for what? For what? That means I'm not supposed to be in that room.
Right. Because you're forcing yourself.
Exactly.
You're forcing yourself.
That's
in
what
the
thieves
room.
Do. I ain't got to steal nothing. God sets the table before me in the presence of my enemies. I don't have to steal nothing. For what? For what? No.
Mm-mm. I ain't stealing a seat.
I have to. He's already prepared a place. I just got to get with Him and find out where the place is. See, that's too hard, though.
Yeah.
That's too much work. To wait on God, what? To get, to pray it out? Shh, that might take 3 or 4 months. What? I don't got time for that. No. Okay.
But you got time to continue to bump your head.
Go around that same mulberry bush.
He told them in Deuteronomy, he said, listen, y'all been around this mountain too long. He said, it's time to break camp. And advance
for real
into the promise. I'm paraphrasing on that. Amen. Go up into the promise. He said, "Listen, Moses, y'all got to get away from this."
Yes.
And break camp and go on over there to the land of the Hivites, the Canaanites, and the Amorites that I've given unto you.
Wasting time. That He's given us, but we trying to go into somebody else's. Or saying, well, I need this or this coach or whatever, because the people in that land, like, they're giants. I can't do it.
Oh, that's good.
I can't do it. So that's I need so-and-so expert or so-and-so guru, or I got to join so-and-so organization or so-and-so program or whatever, because, I'm a grasshopper in their sight. No, I can't do it. Nah. Mm-mm.
Right, listen.
Mm-mm. God is able. need a,
God is
a Caleb anointing.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Because there is a mountain that is yours.
Come on.
Take it. Give me my mountain. Because that's mine.
Right.
You know. I ain't got to try to sneak around.
Right.
Nobody else's. No.
Give me what belongs to
yes.
me. Amen. What my faith got me. Ah! My faith
yes.
got me. My faith purchased
yes.
that mountain.
Yes. Yes.
So give me what my faith has purchased
yes.
me. My God, that's absolutely amazing. The other thing I want to say when you were saying, I said, you know what the crazy thing is of what I found when I've got in the room, right, in around, you know, the people or whatever that I'm not, that
yes.
I thought that, you know, there was the
mm-hmm.
giants in the
mm-hmm.
land or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and begin to, you know, listen and partake and just be like, you know what?
You're not as tall as I thought
that's
you
one,
were.
Right.
Wait a
not
minute.
As big as, what?
I'm being pumped. Where the cameras? Where the cameras? Goodness.
Did that what they just said? I already got that answer. Right? Mm-hmm. I know that. Right? Right? You know, I've already been.
It's all smoke and mirrors, man. It is. It's like going to see the wizard. For real, it's like going, and you go behind the curtain, and you're like, wait a minute. What? It's all smoke and mirrors.
Jesus.
And everybody's saying the same thing.
Right. So one expert, one person don't say it, and now everybody is duplicating.
Yes. Putting in their own words.
Right.
Yes.
In their own words, and duplicating the system.
Yep.
And you can pull into the system of a matter. I'm just saying, oh my God, oh my God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. My, this have been absolutely, man, this is an amazing interview. I know that you guys have just truly been enjoying what God has been releasing in this conversation. Amen. This wasn't the conversation that we intended.
That was good stuff. Yes,
right.
Good stuff.
Yeah. But it's the lane that I think he's just taking us tonight,
yeah.
because I think it's a much needed conversation that needs to go on the table. To talk about the God of business. So, you know, man, I ain't going to tell you what our time is right now. Oh, Jesus. But however, if we could just, let's talk about, I'm going to give this over to you, get about 5 minutes to just deal with the God of business. Amen, glory to God. And, amen, glory to God. And I don't know, you guys may get a part two or something somewhere. I'm just saying. Amen.
Yeah,
glory to God.
Yeah,
go ahead,
yeah.
woman.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it over to Miss Ebony L. Trust, my God.
So I get, when I talk about the God of business, like people say all the time, they remind me of what God showed me a year ago. Like, it's like a separation between church and business. Like, there's this gap where, you know, church folk think business doesn't fit, and business folks think church doesn't fit. And there's like this constant collide. And this constant, collide of conversations, because there are a lot of segues into ministry. When somebody says, you know, hey, I love God, I feel called, like, first thing folks think is full-time ministry. It's supposed to go pastor, it's supposed to go start a ministry, it's supposed to go do, you know, something. Full-time Christian service. You never hear people say, oh my gosh, I love God so much, I'm going to go start a business. Like, you never hear that. Because there's this belief that the two ideas are juxtaposed. And they're not. They're not mutually exclusive. In Deuteronomy 8:18, of course, very familiar scripture. We all know it. God says that he's given us the power to get wealth. Right? And like you said before, it's not going to come from working a 9-to-5
mm-hmm.
for 40 years and get a little gold watch and they saying, all right, we'll see you later. Like, it's not going to come from that. The power that he gives is through wisdom and knowledge and skill. It's the thing that we're able to do that everybody's like, man, how do you do that? Like, you make that. I don't care if it's baking cakes. I don't care what it is. The thing that you find natural and very easy, like, it just rolls off your tongue or just slides off your hand. But other folks are like, either show me how or I'll pay you to do it for me. That's the thing. That's that power that he's placed inside of you to get wealth. But the thing is that most believers don't monetize it, thinking that that can't be God. You know, God hates money. Da, da, da. No, money is the answer to all things. If God, okay, so the idea about money being evil and bad, first of all, that primarily comes from scripture being misquoted mm-hmm. and taken out of context, of course. Mm-hmm. But how is it that we're going to advance the kingdom if we're broke? I think I would be safe in saying that the church is probably the most broke set of people on the face of the earth. 95% of prayers are normally about money. God, pay this bill. God needs money. And God's like, I can't answer a prayer that I've already given you the answer to. I've put it in your hand. Take it and do something with it. As a matter of fact, he says, I want to partner with you to make it happen. I'm not even going to just give you the idea or give you the skill or the wisdom and just leave you hanging. I want to come in and I want to partner with you to get it done. I'm not going to ever leave you hanging, ever. But the two ideas are mutually exclusive. So we got to, number one, remember and consider the fact that he's given us that power to get wealth. It's that thing. What you're thinking about right now, the thing that came up in your thinking when I said that is that thing for you. So just write that down right now. It's that thing. It's that thing right there. And you maybe have even tried to make money from it before and it didn't quite work. It's still that thing. It's still that thing. Jesus chose to rock with entrepreneurs. I love to remind people of that because he's still making that choice today. And so when we talk about the God of business, God didn't just trip over and say, oh my gosh, they're making money down there. Let's get involved. No, he's always been behind the making of money, understanding that we are to be divine distribution centers. There it is. We are to be that thing, because how in the world can the kingdom advance and nobody can fund it?
Right.
Like, somewhere somebody got to have some money on the table. Like, something got to happen. There has to be people who are funding the mission trips, people who are building the sanctuaries, people who are going into communities and building up the community. There has to be people who are buying up the block and putting people in houses. Like, why wouldn't that be the people of God? Why shouldn't it be the people of God? He absolutely has ordained for us to be that people in the earth. And so whatever it is that God has placed in your hand, it's time to make money from it for your household and for the household of faith, period. Like, if you've been waiting for a sign, here I go. Like, right here now, here I go. Like, it's time. It's time to stop sitting on it, to stop second-guessing it. Your first step is to ask God, what's my first step? And if you say, okay, well, I asked, but he hadn't said anything, then that means, chances are, that the last thing that he told you to do, you hadn't done it yet. It probably scared you. Go back and do that thing. Because obedience in the first step qualifies you for the next one. God gives information on a need-to-know basis. It's not fun. but it's reality. He gives information on a need-to-know basis because he knows what we need to know at the time. So if he's already giving you something and you've not done it yet, go back to that last thing that he told you to do. Do that thing, and I promise you, your next step will show up. I promise you. God needs you in the marketplace. It's time.
Amen. I just absolutely love it. Listen, go ahead and tell them how they can connect with you.
Okay. So, my website, faithfueledbusiness.com, FaithFueledBusiness.com. And on Facebook, Ebony Trust on Facebook. Ebony with an I and Trust with two S's and not two T's.
Instagram?
Oh, Instagram, Ebony Trust. Ebony Trust everywhere, like social media, Ebony, at Ebony Trust everywhere. Twitter, Facebook. No, Facebook is Ebony L Trust. Yes. Facebook is Ebony L Trust. Twitter, Instagram, Ebony Trust. And then faithfueledbusiness.com.
Awesome, awesome. You guys want to make sure that you definitely connect with the woman of God and what God is doing in her life and where her life and business and how she is fueling kingdom businesses.
Especially around, if you want to partner with God in business.
Hey, yeah. Around the world, she said, yes. You got to be ready to partner. Don't you?
Yes.
If you ain't ready to partner, don't show up.
Don't show up. No.
I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. Dynamic people of God. You have definitely been listening to the Build Your Empire. Amen. Before we go there, first, woman of God, it has been an honor to have you with us on tonight.
Amen. Thank you.
It has definitely been a powerful conversation. You guys want to definitely catch a replay somewhere. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Just Google. Go ahead and just Google the name of the show, and it'll show up. It'll show up just for you as well. So, again, it's been a phenomenal time having you with us on tonight. I'm sure that the listeners absolutely love it. Amen. And what you bring to the table. We thank you, family, for listening to the Build Your Empire with the Kingdom Strategist. Amen. If this message has been empowering to you, make sure you go ahead and connect with us on social media at Kingdom Strategist on Facebook and Instagram. On Twitter, it is KB Strategist. You can also go to www.deranshazorn.com. That is www.deranshazorn to connect. Go ahead and subscribe to our mailing list, as well as go ahead and sign up for a consultation if one is needed. We look forward to connecting with you. Until next time, continue to build your empire. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.